The NFL Combine rolls on in Indianapolis, and we have NFL Network reporter Ian Rappaport with us. Hey, Ian, how you doing?
I'm good. How are you?
I'm good. What do you think about the Vikings in the offseason so far?
Well, I like what they've done. You know, what they did was hire a coach who everyone around the league was basically wondering who's going to hire this guy. I mean, everyone loves Mike Zimmer. Players, I mean, I heard from countless players, why hasn't this guy gotten a head coaching job? Is it, you know, it's all the same stuff you guys have heard. Is he too honest? Is he too blunt? Does he rub people the wrong way? I don't know why, but it's going to be really, I believe he's going to have success. I think he's actually in a really good situation, assuming the Vikings find a quarterback. It's going to be interesting when he has success to look back at all the teams who passed on him or didn't even interview him and say, all right, well, you know, what did they miss? I mean, it's the same sort of thing I was thinking last year with Bruce Arians. Took him forever to get a head coaching job, and he goes in and has success right away. And then you start to say, well, what did everyone else miss?
You know, another guy we hired, Norv Turner, on offense. So you have Mike Zimmer handling the defense and being the head coach, and then you have Norv Turner with our offense. So you have Cordarrelle Patterson and Adrian Peterson and Kyle Rudolph. What do you think Norv Turner's impact on our offense is going to be in 2014?
Well, I think the best thing that Norv Turner does is he takes regular quarterbacks and makes them better than functional. So, you know, I would be worried about the Vikings quarterback position. Obviously, it's, you know, it's been an issue over the last couple of years. I'm less worried because Norv is now in position to really help things. I mean, look at what he did. I know he, you know, Cleveland didn't work out like he wanted, but he got Brian Hoyer, who's been cut by several teams, to be playing at an exceptionally high level. Jason Campbell, the same way. Both played really well, and obviously at that point in their career, they hadn't. So, you know, Norv really makes it simple. He makes quarterbacks understand what he wants. That'll be a little bit aggressive, too. And, you know, I think when you have Cordarrelle Patterson, especially his second year in the system, he'll have a better understanding now. It could be some fun.
How about free agency, the salary cap, the Vikings? You know, we're not usually one of the more aggressive teams, but last year we did go and get Greg Jennings. How do you see the Vikings behaving in free agency?
Well, you know, I think obviously number one is quarterback. You know, do you go back and sign Matt Castle, which I think is the plan. You know, that's my understanding is the plan, assuming come up with a number. You know, do you go out and get another guy to compete with him, or do you wait for the draft? You know, there's, I think the defense will get a lot of attention. You know, Jared Allen probably walks out the door, I would imagine. Got to fill his spot. Certainly some help on the back end was, you know, trouble last year. I mean, there's a lot of areas of focus, but it's such a young team that I don't think they need to go crazy this year to sort of fill some spots.
And as a reporter for NFL Network, the Combine, this is a busy time for you, huh?
Oh, yeah, it's busy and it's the best. I mean, it's my favorite week of the year, just talking to people and figuring out what's going on in the world and seeing these prospects and who's everyone going to draft. It's something I look forward to, and I love being here.
Thanks for joining us. Have a good week.
All right, thank you.